Ecclesiastes chapter number 4. Ecclesiastes chapter number 4. If you have your place, I'm going to stand and honor the reading of the Word of God. Verse number 1, the Bible says, "So I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun, and behold the tears of such as were oppressed, and they that had no comforter, and on the side of their oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter. Wherefore I praise the dead which are already dead more than the living which are yet alive. Yea, better is he than both they which hath not been yet, who hath been seen in the evil work, hath not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Again, I considered all travail and every right work, that for this a man is envied of his neighbor. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. The fool foldeth his hands together and eateth his own flesh. Better is an handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Then I returned and I saw vanity under the sun. There was one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up this fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a trifold cord is not quickly broken." I want to preach this morning just a little while, if God will be our help, on this thought. It's never good to be alone. Amen? It's never good to be alone. Have you ever wished that you could just get away from it all? I mean, just get away from everything. It's a selling you all the things that you have. You know, people are getting on your nerves. Amen? Anybody get on your nerves? And things is just not going the way you'd like to, and you just sometimes you just think, well, maybe it'd be good if I could just get alone all by myself. Maybe your circumstances are taking place. You know, things is ruining the plans that you have. Amen. I know we've all been there. The circumstances we face are just ruining the things that we plan. And the best solution that we think is just going alone. All by ourselves. You know, just get out there and just do best you can without putting any faith and trust in anybody out there, but just do it yourself. Do it alone. But it's never good to be alone. Amen. So ask the question, but is that the best solution? Amen. Is that the best solution? Is the best solution just to go it alone, just to step out all by yourself and just forget about everybody and everything and just do your own thing? Is that the solution? The old preacher says, "No, that ain't solution." See, we see old Solomon here as he's looking at this, and he looks at his problems that he had, and he saw in his own life adversity. Amen. We'll all see adversity in our life, adverse things that come up in our lives. We'll see adversity. We'll see inequality. There's some people that'll have a better life than others. There's some people have more than others. There's some people that, will achieve a higher position than others. And that's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be. So just because society tries to paint us a picture of how you and I ought to be, praise God, but God gives us a higher plane of living, praise God. And He tells us that it's never good to be alone. We all need somebody. So we see here as the old preachers preach it, and he tells us in verse number 1 that he said the problem is that they have no comforter. The oppressors have no comfort. The oppressed have no comfort. They have no comforter. What a sad place to be in. We all need comforting. Amen? We all need a comforter. I'm glad we have that in the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God lives in us, and He comforts us, and He gives us that we need day by day. He's there with us. He promised that He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He'd always be present with us. Ain't you glad for the presence of the Lord? I'm glad I don't have... Hey, listen, I don't care what people tell you. I'm never alone. Now, you may seem lonely. You may seem left out. You may not... You feel like you just don't fit in. But I want to tell you, praise God, on the authority of the Word of God, that you're never alone because you have a comforter in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Ain't that a blessing? See, being alone sometimes, the old preacher says sometimes being alone could be worse than death. Amen? That death would be a easier thing to deal with than being alone and not having nobody to care for you, not having nobody to love you, not have nobody to be there for you. But as long as we have a comforter, praise God, we have hope in Christ Jesus. But he said that the sad thing is, said they have no comfort. Not only don't have no comfort, in verse 45, he said, said they don't have any rest. Amen? They don't have any rest. They don't have any rest from the things that's a pulling and a tugging at you all the time. If we ain't careful, we get so bombarded by the life that we live. And a lot of it we bring on ourselves. Hello? By the life that we live, and we just go anxious all the time, and we're never at rest. We're never at peace. Amen? The old preachers are looking at, hey, listen, this old man of God, Solomon was the wisest that there was. When God asked him, said, Solomon, I want to bless you, what would you be for your request? He didn't ask for the riches of the world. He didn't ask for a kingdom, praise God, to be established. He said, Lord, I would that you'd give me enough wisdom to lead my people in the ways of godliness. And the Bible says that God granted his wish. Well, now with that wish, he also got a kingdom. And he got treasures and he got vast amounts of goods like the world has never seen. Amen. But he had a wisdom about him, praise God. The adversity is there, the inequality was there, but he trusted in the Lord and he was his comforter. He trusted he would give him that rest from the travails of this world. And he's looking at it and he's just lining it up, praise God, and he's letting us know that there's a God of heaven that's there to make things different. Even than what we think today. We think upon the thing, praise God, it's pretty complicated. Amen? But we realize that we got somebody with us. In verse number 8, he said there needs to be a companion. He said, hey, listen, said they don't have no comforter, they don't get no rest, and they ain't got no companion. I'm saying today, praise God, we need to have a companion. Amen? We need to have a companion. And I'm not talking about your puppy dog or your kitty cat. I'm talking about we need to have a companion in this walk of life who's Jesus Christ the Lord. We need to have a comforter, praise God. We need to have rest for our soul in Christ our Savior. Praise God, we need to have a companion that'll stay with us and it'll help us and it'll encourage us to make a house into a home, to give us the strength that we need every day, praise God, to walk circumspectly with Him, not turning to the right or to the left, but staying focused on the glory of God. Amen. We're just pilgrims of passing through. Abraham said, said he was sojourning in this land, said he was looking for a city. Lots of cities in this old country that we live in. Boy, I tell you, Asheville's getting bigger and bigger all the time. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a city of glory and Jesus God. There's a place that Jesus Christ has gone to prepare. Well, one day we can be ushered into there. Glory, hallelujah. We go down glory, hallelujah, boulevard through those gates of pearl. Praise God. And that translucent city, a street, glory, hallelujah. Ushered in by the Savior Jesus Christ into the throne room of grace where we'll be appointed, praise God, in the presence of God Almighty. That's what we got to look forward to. That's what we need to focus on. That's where we need to realize. Praise God that it's not good to be alone. It's good to have somebody to comfort us. Praise God, it's good to have somebody to just walk with us and give us rest and peace, praise God, for our souls from our labors. Amen. We can't get so caught up in the things, praise God, of this world, that we forget the companionship that we have in God Almighty. Amen. The companionship. So we see a realization. Praise God that nobody can make it alone. Amen? You say, wait a minute, preacher. There's a whole lot of people that make it alone all by themselves. They don't have nobody. I won't tell you, friend, there's nobody in this world today that'll make it all alone by themselves without God Almighty and a touch of the Holy Ghost. You'll not take your next breath. You'll not live to see another day. Amen? Praise God. You can't make it alone. You can't. I can't. We can't. Praise God. A lone worker, somebody that's all by themselves, a lone wolf, you might say. They may get a lot of things in this world. They may gain a whole lot of profits. They may get all the profits of this world. Praise God to enjoy while they're here. But let me just tell you what. Let me just throw a big old butt right in right here. Praise God if he's always busy making money. That's a whole lot of folks like that. They're caught up by the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not money that's evil, but he said it's the love of money is the root of all evil. And if you're continually trying to make an almighty dollar and you put it before your people and you put it before your Lord, you're a back it up. Amen. Amen. You're in this thing all by yourself instead of doing it for God's glory, that God Almighty might get the glory out of your life. Praise God. Making money will never satisfy you. You'll never be satisfied with it. Amen. Praise God. How will that money, praise God, draw you closer to the graces of God? I mean, that money, praise God. Hey, listen, you can't take it down to the grave with you. What you make here with your hand, praise God, when it's all said and done, I've done a whole lot of funerals in my life, and I went down to the graveyard, and down there where they plant that person, praise God, where they go as far as you can go with them, and I've never seen them bury a U-Haul in the cemetery. Amen. Those things that we earn here, those things that we get here, they're just temporal at best. Praise God. But what we have in God Almighty, praise God, we realize that we can't make it alone, that we need somebody. He said all that stuff is just a travail and a vexation of spirit. He said it's just futile strivings that man does here. He said when we put our focus on God Almighty and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ and the sweet Holy Spirit that lives down in our soul to comfort us and help us, to direct us and focus us on that big prize, praise God, that's laid up in heaven for you and me. Peter said, not only is it laid up, I said it's guarded. It's protected by God Almighty. I've got some things, Brother Bill, when I get home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I might not have much here, praise God, but I've got a whole lot laid up over in glory. I've got some treasures over there, praise God. And it's manifest and it's magnified by God Almighty Himself. It's for His glory. Bless His holy name. See, we see the things here in this life, what we see, and the risk that's in society, praise God, as well as the risk that we have in society. But the rewards is greater, far greater, in just trusting in the Lord. Amen. The rewards of life is good. I mean, it's good, you know, you work hard and you strive hard and you should be able to have good things. That's God's will, by the way. Amen. It's good. It's God's will that we prosper. It's God's will that we have prosperity. Amen. He said, consider that, ain't you sluggard? He said, if you get out there and work for it, if you desire to have, praise God, and you just trust the Lord, God will begin to manifest His goodness. He owns it all. Amen. When we realize, praise God, it all belongs to Him. It's all His. And He has it to give. And He is our Heavenly Father, praise God. And He wants to pour out His blessings upon you. Alex, all He wants us to do is just pull up under the spout where the joy and the blessing come out. Amen. Be like a little kid in a candy factory. Just trust in the Lord, praise God. Realize that we're not alone in this because God loves us and He cares for us and He wants to bless us. He wants to bless our house and our homes and our lives and our relationships. But we got to want to let Him. Amen. If we alone to let Him, praise God, we can have the things this world, the risk in society and the rewards. But praise God. The rewards that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's another but the rewards that we have in Jesus Christ are far bigger and better than anything you can accomplish in this world. Amen. Hey, let me just give you an example. When the stock market's falling, people are freaking out. They're just torn to pieces. A fellow called me today and said, I don't know what are... No, he asked me like I was a financial advisor. He said, what do you think I ought to do? Should I bail? Should I take my money and run? Amen. Should I take my money? I said, well, begin with, it's not yours, it's God's. Amen. And what we got to do is we just got to stop and take a big, deep breath. We got to breathe. And say, good Lord, this is yours. What would you have me to do? And we have to be patient. Hey, if you're putting your investments into this world, praise God, you've got to have lots and lots of patience. Amen. Because it's like a roller coaster. It's up and down. But praise God, when we put our faith and trust in the Lord, our financial things here may go up and down. They may be down in the valley today and on the mountain tomorrow. But praise, when you put your faith and trust in God, knowing that you're not alone here, He's here to help us. He's here to manifest Himself to us. Praise God, we can just get up on the mountain and just shout it out. Say, glory, hallelujah. It's laid up in glory. Amen. Praise God. The reward is greater, praise God, than anything here we have in this world. He said, but we need somebody. We don't want to be alone. He says, because there come a time in your life that you might need somebody to lift you up. Amen. Sometimes, the old preacher says, sometimes you stumble and you trip and sometimes you fall. Hello? I know everybody here that day's nobody ever taken a fall but me. Amen. If you have never taken one, praise God, I've took enough for you. But we all taking falls. We all fall down. And the old preacher said, you know what? It's good that you got somebody there to help you get up. Amen. That's whenever we make mistakes, whenever we get tripped up, whenever we fall, praise God, he said it's good to have somebody there that'll help you get up and brush you off and help you, encourage you, praise God, to go just a little bit farther, that it's going to be okay. I serve a God today that says it's going to be okay. Amen. Everything is going to be all right. So when you trip up, when you fall, when you're in danger, amen, when you're in danger, to know that friend is there with you, that he's there to help you. You know, in that darkness of night, you ever notice the nights that you have when it's cloudy outside and the moon's not giving light and the stars, you can't see a star nowhere, and you come out and it's just almost eerie, scary feeling. I'll just be honest. I come out of the study last night about 11 o'clock. And I come out of the study and I can see the lights on in the house. And I come out of my porch and I pulled the door shut, cut the light on, pulled the door shut. And it was black out there. It was black as night. Really? It was just as black as could be. And I thought, my goodness, this is kind of scary. But boy, I thought, glory, hallelujah, the Lord is with me. He's there. He's my comforter. Praise God. He's promised to be with me. He said he'd take care of me, praise the Lord. That he'd comfort me. He'd watch over me. That he'd be there with me. That I wouldn't come to harm. And boy, just as quick as I thought about the darkness, I thought about that marvelous light that shines into the world, praise God. That men that shine into the world, shine into men and the men, praise God, people comprehended it not. But I thought about that good God, that good light of God that shines in my heart. I thought about that precious light. And honest to goodness, I looked from my porch steps, and I looked in the house, and I seen Miss Teresa go through the living room. That light was a shining on her. That white hair was a shining. Amen. Glory. Like illuminating night light for my soul, praise God. I thought, praise God, it may be dark out here, but the light's on in the house, praise God. And my little wife that loves me is in there, praise God, and she'll help me
to get through the dark.
Amen.
You said, preacher, that sounds like it means a whole lot to you. It means a whole lot to me. Praise God. I know that I'm not in this alone, praise God. But I've got people, I've got somebody on my side. That's important. You see, in humanity, in society today, we take that so lightly. And we should never take it lightly. We should take it, praise God, with concern, praise God. That is our help. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're thankful, praise God, because you have a friend at your side to help. Amen. He tells us verses 9 through 12, we have a friend, somebody to help you. When you trip, when you fall, there's somebody to help to lift you up, to encourage you. That's what we're supposed to do, by the way. Amen. We're supposed to encourage and lift each other up. When you see a friend or a parishioner or somebody at church, when you see them tripping or falling, when they're stumbling along, praise God, we ought to go and we ought to scotch them, we ought to lift them up, we ought to love them. That's what God requires. Hello? Amen. That love of God that passes understanding. That's what God requires. A friend. The Bible says in Proverbs, to have a friend, you must show yourself friendly. Amen. Have you been a friend lately? Amen. Come on. Now somebody will say, amen, preacher. I'm trying to be a friend. Amen. We're to be friends. We're to be friendly. Amen. To have a friend, you got to show yourself friendly. Amen. People see a friend when they see you. They take encouragement, praise God. Lest they fall, get hurt. You better help them. Amen. So we see the conclusion of the whole matter. We all need times of solitude. We all need times to get away. We all need times just to get out from under the load. Amen. Times to come apart so you don't come apart. Amen. Come on. Amen. But praise God, we don't need to be alone in that. We need to ask God to help us. Because Noah, here's another but. But nobody is independent. We like to think that we're independent, but we're not. We need to be totally dependent. We're a Stony Fork Independent Missionary Baptist. We're an independent Baptist church. I mean, we don't belong to an association. But we're totally dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Totally dependent on Him, totally dependent on each other, totally dependent on the good God of heaven and the sweet Holy Spirit and a Savior who died for our sins on the cross of Calvary. Totally dependent on Him. Because nobody is independent. Everybody needs to be dependent. Praise God. Life's tough enough, praise God, when you got friends around you. Hello? Amen? Life's hard. I ain't going to step here and blow smoke and say, you know, if you love Jesus, praise God, everything will be rosy. You'll have two cars in the garage, a boat, praise God, in the backyard, and all the guns that you want, and all the fishing poles that you want, and I don't know what you ladies would like to have, but whatever you want to. But praise God, He says that when we love the Lord, we love each other, praise God, God will bless us and praise God, if when we have other people around us to encourage us. What would it be like? What would it be like if we didn't have anybody? If you didn't have anybody? Now I know sometimes it seems like we're kind of on our own. There's not a whole lot of folks around, but they somebody. There's always somebody that you know, somebody you call, somebody that you can go and see, visit, whatever you need to do. But what if it was nobody? What if it was a time in your life when there was nobody around, nobody you get a hold of? A lot of times it's like that during the week. Amen. A lot of times during the week, praise God, everybody goes to work and everybody's doing their own thing and they're in this rat race and they're running, like a rat in a maze. And to try to run one down and catch them, praise God, it's just almost impossible. Sometimes, I'll just be honest, sometimes you just feel like you're all by yourself, that you're alone. But we're never alone. We're never alone because we have the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. If you've been saved, if you've been born again, hey, if you've not been saved, you've not been born again, then the Holy Ghost is on your trail. He's pursuing you this morning for the cause of Christ. He wants to see you saved and born again. He wants to see you in the confidence and the fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. Through the sweet Spirit, praise God, that'll move into your heart, take up your boat, so that no matter where you are, praise God, you always have someone with you. I said someone, not something, praise God. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. Amen, glory to God. He's always there with us. He's there to help us. He's there to give us guidance, because we all need somebody. But what would it be like? What would it be like today if we didn't, if there was no God? What would it be like today if there was no Jesus? What would it be like today if there was no Holy Spirit? Boy, that would be an awful existence, wouldn't it? There'd be no comfort. There'd be no rest. There'd be none of those things. There'd be no companionship when everybody else is gone. But because we have it. Amen. Because we have the Lord, because we know the Lord. Praise God, we know that we'll have somebody that we'll never be alone in this world. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad, praise God, that you're never alone? The old preacher in a nutshell here, he lays it out. He looks at his life. He sees all this worldly stuff is vanity. He said, praise God, he said, but thank God, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're never alone. I like what he says. He said in verse number 11, he said, again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? In verse number 12, he says, if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And now like this right here. And he said, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Amen. You say, Pastor Jeff, what does that mean? A threefold cord is not quickly broken. He said that you take one strand of a cord and it's pretty weak. But said you take two strands of a cord and it's stronger. But he said you add in that third strand of that cord and it's almost unbreakable. When you got two people that love the Lord and striving together, and you got the Lord to make that third strand. He said it's almost unbreakable because it gives you that strength, because it's never good to be alone. Amen. I thought about this, and let me just say this in closing. God had the same thinking on His mind from way back in the beginning. In Genesis chapter number 2, in verse number 18, now God had created everything, and He created Adam, put him in the garden to keep it and dress it. And God said this, verse number 18, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. Amen? God in His thinking, praise God, loneliness was the first thing which God eyed and named was not good. Loneliness, being alone. God never intended us to be alone. You know, that's what breaks my heart about people that have quit church and they stay at home and they watch something on TV and they say, well, preacher, I get my religion from TV. Amen. We need to get help from God at the church house with God's people so that we're never alone, because we work and we strive together for God's glory. As the song we sung a while ago, when one weeps, when one cries, when one has heart, we all grieve together. And we all get over it together. And we all rejoice together. That's the way it's supposed to be. Because it's not good. The Lord said it's not good to never be alone. We all need people in our lives. But most of all, we need God Almighty and Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the sweet Spirit of God in our lives to help us along the way. We can't make it without Him. Amen. I've told you before, Jesus said many, many times, Jesus said, you can do nothing without me. Can't do nothing without Him. But Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen? Strengtheneth me. Praise God. He has the power. He has the might. He's a force, praise God, to be reckoned with. But He's a force that'll move into us and will help us. He'll encourage us, praise God. He'll guide us.
It's never good to be alone. Amen. To sneak off and lurk off somewhere all by yourself and think that everything going okay. Let me just say this. The devil have a heyday in your mind. Amen. The devil will have a heyday in your mind. We all need somebody. And I'm going to just encourage you this morning. Listen. Before you get in that, call somebody. Amen. Hey, we've got a list. If you don't have it, we've got a list of all the people in the church, phone numbers and their addresses. Pick up the phone, call somebody, say, hey, listen, I just want to talk to you. Just need a little bit of encouragement. I feel alone today. I feel like there's nobody there. I just need somebody to talk to. Amen. Now, the old devil won't like you to do that because, pride wants to rise up. Say, well, you don't need nobody. They'll just make fun of you. No, they won't. They'll have compassion for you, just like Jesus did, because we're children of God. Amen. We've been born again. We're born again believers in Christ Jesus, our Savior. And that we don't know, there's nobody needs to be alone in this walk called life. Every one of us needs somebody, and we need somebody today. We need somebody to encourage us, to help us, and we need somebody to that manifest herself in us and just show us the love that Christ has for each one of us. The love, praise God, that was manifest in Him to us who believe. I believe this morning, don't you? I believe. The old preacher was looking at it and he said, you know, it's a scary road to walk. And this was the wisest man that ever lived. But he had enough wisdom to say, you know what? God's on our side. The Lord's on our side and He doesn't want us to be alone. He wants us to come to Him, to trust Him, and to love on each other. Amen. That's what makes a difference. That's the difference between us and the world, is that we love and care for each other. Amen. Love and care for each other. Help where we can. Amen.